What you have got there is a total 191 sutra. Four are missing. So they have been found and a separate note has been prepared for you. Give me your knife. It is said that for many ailments, shock treatment is good. For many ailments, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, psychic, shock treatment, it gives very good results. So I wish to give a little shock. I wish to test each one individually and separate those who are past from those who are failed. Admit, I want to take a test with each individual and from that I will separate those who are past or those who are failed. When do I start?
Yesterday.
We can go back to yesterday and start. I have not got a proper reply.
That's not
now. We are.
Remember, you tell the possibility of failure. And then should I go along with those who pass and not go along with those who fail? So do you think I should start the question there?
Yes.
Or we give it to
the wonders are, they can have different treatments. You can go on with the ones who are past and also with the ones who are.
Yes, but then I don't want to select, I want to test each individual. Then I give you a money. I will give you a month.
You are always telling
us. And I will begin the test.
I think it is after shock treatment.
I may go even further. Those who fail, I will give them one more month to reappear. See, you may not feel what I feel when I ask anybody to go away. But test I will do. Because I find there is no homework, there is no proper attention.
Written or oral?
There is no homework.
Oral.
I will call each individual, ask the question. I will ask different questions to everyone. So unless you do your homework, unless you do your exercises, I told you earlier that this has become only a social gathering. And which I don't like. I want our meeting to be purposeful, truthful. Not that I don't like meeting you, I am very happy to meet you all. But mere meeting is not the purpose of our meeting. Except to be prepared for next month.
What will be the subject matter of test?
all that you have heard in the last so many years. Because all that you have heard is to remember. And if you don't remember, it means that you have not heard me properly. Your mind was somewhere else. Anyway, next month, last Thursday, the test will begin. And since it is over, in one day I'll be able to test everyone. And separate those who pass and those who fail. One more chance for those who fail to pass. But I have not yet come to a conclusion about those who will fail then. What to do with them? I can't close the door. You think so? You may not pass in 3 attempts, mind you. Anyway, since the trouble is not today, they forget it. But the trouble will start for next meeting. You will say, why have I started this way? We presume today to read the fourth book. And if you have to read the fourth book and to understand the fourth book, how far have we come in our understanding is very essential. You get my point? For example, the fourth book. Read the first sutra. And see how impossible it is to just understand. Remember the mirroring book? See, I read the sutra for you. The consciousness of an object is attained by concentrating on its fourfold nature, the form to examination, the quality to discriminative participation, the purpose to inspiration, and the soul to identification. Have you understood? If we have to begin the fourth book with a sutra like this, it is absolutely necessary for me to know what is your understanding so far of the three books. You get my point now? I will read out to you the exposition, but that will not help you. State of a disciple, and the opening sutra makes it quite clear. Anything that is created on our planet or in the vast universe, not only human beings but all lesser life, animals, vegetation, even mineral kingdom, dust, soil, rock, all contain some awareness and life. Awareness of 5 degrees may seem to us as inanimate. A normal human being can exist on 25 degrees of awareness, fluctuating a little. Great personalities touch 50 degrees of awareness. Anything above this must come through conscious yoga abhyas or extreme bhakti, life after life. Yogis function at 80 degrees of awareness and Mahayogis function at 90 degrees of awareness. The sutra is talking about spiritual diagnosis and various instruments. Like in our medical world, x-ray, CT scan, etc. But the instruments quoted are examination, participation, inspiration and identification. Examination is outward. Discriminative participation means one goes below the surface to know. Inspiration can unlock purpose for which an object exists. And finally, identification. Samadhi state is also called identification. To do this, to do this in great detail, one has to study Swarnadi Shastra. One then learns to know and synchronize one's breath with that of another without letting anyone know. This gives the state of awareness and of life of that object or person, and through that to know the structure of acceptance. Once this is deciphered, all is known about that object or person. Such are the practices of Dharma, Jnana and Samadhi. A true yogi is such. The state of the Ishwara, that means the divine fragment. How long it is for that divine fragment to remain as a mere witness in a particular form is also known. See, whatever I have said is a lot of fiction, because you are not able to verify any one word of what I have said. If we go on further, because now most of the sutras are based on this first sutra. Of course, you may like to hear what I say, but none of us will be wiser after hearing. Why? Because when I speak or when I read, your natural inclination is to compare in your mind whatever you may have read or whatever you may have heard. And thereby, you are in a way inattentive. Though you are looking straight at me, you are still in a way inattentive. Because the mind is wholly not on me. Your ears are not wholly on me, but a part of your mind has gone in search of where did I read. No, it was like that, there. It is like this. You see? So when you have internal dialogue means a path of what else could. And that is why I say that you don't mean it, but by force of habit, you become in a way inattentive. The first three books and the practices with those three books and all our earlier practices aim at only one thing, that your mind may not wander when I speak. And if your mind were not to wander, your conscious brain will take in as knowledge and your inner brain will understand. This understanding by the inner brain will never give your inner brain a chance. The inner brain is in communication with individual mind, which is only a part of Chitti, infinite mind. So your inner brain can understand, but to deny that understanding to your own brain, because the outer brain wants to search where have I read and where have I heard, and was that a correct or this correct, you see? So your outer brain prevents your inner brain from understanding. And without this, you will have a lot of knowledge. You can be an encyclopedia. But an encyclopedia does not understand. It has all the knowledge. That book has all the knowledge. But it doesn't understand. In the same way, your outer brain may become an encyclopedia. But you will not understand. You get my point? That is why I want to see, by testing you, how far you are allowing your outer brain, how far your outer brain is allowing your inner brain to understand, and how does your outer brain behave. You get my point? And for my satisfaction, therefore, I must ask each individual, and that my inner brain understand, how much your inner brain understands. Get my point? At this stage it is now vital. We can keep going, but that will be useless. Even three books are too much without proper grounding. You get my point? And therefore, how will you ignite, or how will you re-establish communication between your outer and inner brain? Because unless you try that at home, when you come here you will not be able to do it. How will you do it? Go home, take this rearranged book. Go right up to the first book, read one sutra. After reading the sutra, let your eyes move over the sutra, no thinking. All thinking is by the outer brain, no thinking. Just read the sutra. If you can devote 10-15 minutes like this, it may not come within a few days, but it will surely come. But I understand, you know? You will yourself feel, oh, now I understand the meaning of this sutra. Like that, you must give opportunity to your inner brain to understand. It is the outer brain, too much noise, that prevents the inner brain to do anything. Why has God given a mass of brain to us if we are going to use a few spare inches in the front? Because there are various uses. And one of them is to understand. You get my point of view. So when you go home, begin with first book, rearrange first book, take one sutra, read it a few times, then no thinking, no arguing, nothing, keep the eyes moving along the sutra, and let your inner brain do something. This practice is very essential. So that when you will come here, your inner brain will be in communication with me when you look at me directly. And your outer brain will not create the nuisance it normally creates. You get my point? If I ask all of you to give me a written gist of the first 15 sutras in first book rearranged, I am sure you will not repeat 10% of whatever you have heard. See, this is the damage we do to ourselves. Nobody is to blame. We ourselves are to blame for creating this obstacle. Get me? When Archimedes first saw things floating on water, even heavy ships, he was wondering why it floats. That was his outer brain question. And he must have allowed his inner brain to work. And when he enters the bathtub and the water overflows, he cries, "Eureka! Ah, I understand! I found it!" See, this is how a question in the outer brain, which is the inner brain, and the inner brain replies. You get me? And many, many Archimedes in the world, in different spheres, gave us what we have got today. And this is the matter which each of us must employ if we have to understand. If you faithfully follow this matter, say for 3 months to 6 months, daily, you will not need an outer teacher. You will just look at the sutras and slowly, slowly, day after day, every sutra will become understandable. You get my point? Today, you do the same thing as what we did when we were in school. The teacher spoke something. We understood something, we went home, we marked something, in the examination we wrote something, and when we came out of school we forgot whatever we had learned because we had never learned. Only the outer brain all the time drew in, and the inner brain with no time went in. And there were a few genius boys who allowed the outer brain not to block and let the inner brain work. They were geniuses in the schools and colleges and later on in life. Okay? This is the basic requirement. If you are on the path, this is the basic requirement. How not to block the inner brain. There's a beautiful book on care, how not to play chess. It tells you, don't make such mistakes. And if you don't make such mistakes, you win. It doesn't say do this. So you learn how not to obstruct the inner brain to your own outer brain. You get my point? This is very important.
Is the inner brain the same as chitta?
I am not using a chitta. Where are you using a chitta?
You know, that's what I'm asking.
I am not used to meditation.
Is that something that produces
something? No, no, no. Hundreds of times you have repeated, brain is something, individual mind is something which is kitta, which is a part of kitti. talking
about the
brain, whether inner or outer. Because that is one organ on which the whole world depends. The whole world thinks that it is our gray matter that does everything.
But so far, you have differentiated the brain from the mind.
But I am not differentiating that.
Talking about
I'm not talking at all about mind.
Mind.
I am only talking about brain, doctor. I am not using the word mind, chitta, chitta. No. Your outer brain and your inner brain.
Yes. Is the inner brain symbolic or is it non-verbal? Are you differentiating the inner brain?
I am not differentiating even that. I am just telling you. There is an inner portion of your brain which can understand, and there is an outer portion of your conscious brain which can block that understanding coming to you. I'll tell you
this. Yeah, but you want to know the question so that we can
understand. I will not answer. Because it is immaterial which part of the brain will understand. Because you are not going to reach that. You are told that from top, so much down, go to your left. You know, if I say all this, it will not help you because it will only be an imaginary idea. You
Whether know?
It is
even
on not going to help us in the least, no? Because it will be only our imagination. Imagination, nothing else. Because you can't see inside for the time being. That is why I have not used any other word. I said the inner brain and the outer brain. The outer brain prevents the inner brain from understanding.
What is the understanding? That you understand. How do you know
by the
test whether I am known to the outer brain verbally or
inner brain? Exactly, because all the questions are coming from the outer brain.
So there
will
be answers from the outer brain.
That's what I said. These are answers only from the outer brain. But inner brain will answer and the outer brain will communicate.
So your inner brain through your outer brain will ask a question.
Right.
Our inner brain through our outer brain
will answer. But the communication should be between each outer brain and each inner brain. And each outer brain must realize that it is obstructing the inner brain from understanding. Whether we are hearing me or reading a book is immaterial. Every time if you want to understand, hear, read, and then as I told you, just keep your eyes on those words. If you are reading it, or if you are hearing it, take a short note and keep on those notes your eyes, and that's your own understanding word and give you a reply. In the first few days, maybe a few months, only your outer brain will reply. Because when we say ego, he is egoistic. It is the outer brain that says, now, what on earth is better than I am? I have given the civilization to the world, I am the outer brain, I have done this. You see? So it will prevent, because of its egoistic stand, to let the inner brain work. But if you are honest, and your outer brain were to, okay, I won't interfere, you will definitely reach your inner brain. But our internal dialogue prevents the inner brain to give a set reply. And as long as the inner brain will not understand and give that understanding to the outer brain, in a different manner you will keep on questioning. Because you have not understood. Because you can only understand with your inner brain. Mind you. You might say, I understand so many things. By repetition we know that thing, how to do. That does not matter. That does not say that outer brain is doing it. You see? If you teach a monkey to ride a bicycle, it's like asking the outer brain to ride a bicycle. So, the outer brain
what is called the conscious brain, has to give way to its own inner brain to understand. You get my point?
Right.
And for your satisfaction, the inner brain is of a famous silent area. So let the inner brain know. Let the outer brain stop distraction, and the inner brain will give us understanding. It can take time, but we have to follow this path. Get my point?
Is there any technique?
There's no technique. I told you. All that you have to do is take a sutra, read it, and then let your eyes be on that sutra. Don't have any dialogue. The most important thing is not to have any dialogue. Don't try to understand with your outer brain. That is what, by nature, we'll do that. We use our outer brain to understand. So you do nothing. You read and then you keep your eyes on what you have read. It is like prism exercise, which most of you have not done. That is why you get no idea as to how the outer brain gets affected and the inner brain gives you the guidance. But most of you have not done the prism exercise. The whole purpose of prism exercise is this only, that the outer brain may get aside and the inner brain could understand and give you that understanding. All these exercises that I have given is for very deep purpose. But you have given, all of you have given so little value to these exercises that today you are what you were once. You are good people, you are sincere people. I don't doubt for a moment. But you have not done what I have told you to do. The prism exercise. For example, why does the prism disappear? The prism can only disappear when the outer brain sets aside. That is when the prism disappears. But when you look in the prism, your outer brain chatters. Of course, internally it chatters. And you get no result. The prism does not disappear. If it disappears, it comes again. Because your concrete, conscious, outer brain has not moved away and has not left your inner brain pass on the understanding. You get my point? That little piece of glass, what you call prism, can train your mind so beautifully and in your brain, and can train that portion of your brain which is important. But we have given no sufficient value to these exercises. The prism exercises and the two without the prism exercises are for what? The greatest obstacle on the path is the outer concrete brain. Unless it gives way to inner brain, unless it gives way to your individual mind, there is no communication possibility with chitti. And unless there is communication with chitti, via chitta, your inner brain, no understanding can come. Like the boys at school, you might go home and read what I have said, and when I ask you the question, you will reply. But inside there will be no understanding of what you have heard or read. You must understand what you have heard or read. And your own brain must understand, your inner brain, and must convey it to your outer brain. No, part of brain is mind. The individual mind is a part of chitti. We have always maintained that as chitta. And no portion of brain is chitta or chitti. Because the concrete outer brain will not allow this understanding. Okay, we'll go to the next book. The 18th sutra. A further state of samadhi is achieved when through one-pointed thought the outer activity is quieted. What does it say? A further state of samadhi is achieved when through one-pointed thought the outer activity is quieted. In this state, the citta, the thinking instrument, is responsive only to subjective impressions. But again I say this is all fiction. Unless the outer brain sets aside and allows the inner brain to have its own understanding and allow that inner brain to pass that understanding on to the outer brain, nothing is possible. This sutra is based on the understanding of 17 earlier, and now most sutras will be based on 17. 17 is a source of introduction. It also heralds the beginning of higher practices of pratyahara, dharana, dhyana and samadhi, as well as some other higher practices of inter-exchange at various points in the body-brain system with chitta. The minimum requirement is one-pointedness, that is, the fifth practice of upgrading of awareness. Fifth practice and the measure of success is at least 10 minutes on a busy road. The fifth upgrading exercise is to be done on the road. And then your conscious mind, brain, your outer brain allows the inner brain to find your own understanding. And that is why you can walk through that channel which you see, and everything outside that channel you don't see. You get my point? All these exercises are meant for only one purpose. The concrete outer brain must know its limitations, get aside and let the inner brain work. The inner brain, fortunately, if used, does not accumulate mind. Does not. It hears and understands, it reads and understands. The outer brain has to accumulate knowledge. Yes, my friend? Unless you people have done something, how are we to proceed with both books? Also note that dharana, dhyana and samadhi are relative terms, extending in duration, but the quality of one-pointedness is same. The quality of one-pointedness. What is one-pointedness? The outer brain is created to live in this world a normal life, and therefore it has not to be one-pointed, it has to be able to roam in all directions. That is its dharma. That is its dharma. is basic quality of the outer brain. You see, question here, there, you see, and make life what life is. But the inner brain is structured by God and nature in such a way that it will be one-pointed always. Whatever it reads, it understands, whatever it hears, it understands, whatever it sees, it understands. Get my point? How long will the outer brain allow the inner brain to function like this? On that depends the term dharana, jhana, samadhi. If it is for 10 seconds, 15 seconds, it is pratyahara. If it is for 15 minutes or 30 minutes, it is dharana. If it is for 1 hour or 2 hours, it is jhana. And if it is more or less continuous, it is the samadhi state. Unfortunately, we have put samadhi as sitting tight with eyes closed. It is not so. The samadhi state is an exceptionally conscious state. It will never obstruct the outer brain because it is dharma. And the outer brain, it will always obstruct the inner brain because it is its dharma. See, we have to understand our own brain, let go mind, let go the higher thing. Our brain is in two sections, more or less. The outer and the inner. And the outer brain think that there is no need for the rest of the brain. I am there. And the inner brain says, oh God, if this idiot can go aside for one moment, you see, that is how the inner brain says. But we have never allowed through our outer brain to understand through our inner brain. I'm not going to chitta and chitti. Or joint segment. I am here on this earth with you all and talking about our own brain. So unless and until you say you have never told us before, why did I give you the exercises? If you have done your exercises, you would have realized much more than what you have realized today. Because then one pointed sense becomes as natural as for the outer brain to roam. It is very, very common for the outer brain to roam, and it is as much easy for the inner brain to be one pointed. So whenever we read or hear the word one pointed, the dhana, dhana, concentration, it means nothing. But to allow the inner brain, which is one-pointedness quality, to understand, pass on that understanding to the outer brain. But if the outer brain remains as a shield and will not allow anything to penetrate it, then you may have a huge amount of knowledge, but not an ounce of understanding. There are people who reside Gita, the people who recite the Upanishads, the understanding is practically zero. Because the outer brain is dominating. So the moral of the story is, do your prism exercises. And do not think that they are not very important. Please do not. The word one-pointedness will remain always away from your understanding as long as you don't do the prism exercise. See? What's the duration? How long? Your conscious brain allows the inner brain to work by itself. The longer the period, you go from pratyahara, dharana, jhana, samadhi. Even if you have the wrong idea that one has to sit cross-legged, eyes closed, even then what you are doing is this. Whether you are sitting with eyes open, or in walking on the road, or whether you are sitting with eyes closed in your room, you will have to do this same thing. That is,